Then it quiet.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. All right. We're going on with the early Australian history, whether you boys like it or not.
Yes.
Yes, and I want to get as much work done as I can before Greenbottle arrives, because he's nothing but a nuisance.
Yeah, I'll say.
Nuisance, sir.
So keep quiet. Now, Captain Flinders, who was the gentleman who seemed to cause all the trouble last lesson, was not a butcher or a builder, as Greenbottle suggested, but he was an explorer.
Oh, he wasn't a chap.
Look, keep those tongues of yours still and let me do the talking. There'll be ample opportunity for you to ask questions at the conclusion of the lesson. From 1801 to 1803, Captain Flinders sailed in Australian waters. Does anybody know for what purpose?
How do you mean, sir?
Well, do you know why he sailed around the coast?
He wasn't fishing, I suppose.
No.
Look,
there's no need to guess. Do you know or don't you?
Me?
Yes.
I've got no idea.
Look, why waste our time like that?
I thought you wanted to know.
No, I don't. Yes, and so I do want to know.
Well, with a few more guesses, I might crack it.
Yes, I suppose you will. Listen, I'll crack you in a minute. That's no way to talk. You might crack it. Use your brains, boy. Don't guess. Do you know, Stanford?
What, sir?
What he was doing.
Guessing, sir.
Exactly. No, who?
Bottomley.
Bottomley?
Yeah.
Would it... Shut up.
Sure.
I wasn't talking about Bottomley, Stanford. What was Flinders doing from 1801 to 1803?
Sailing around the coast.
All right, I told you that. But why?
Well, he wouldn't be in the race on a bike in those days.
Well, if he kept to the beaches, it wouldn't have been... What? Let's, Bobby, come at him. Now will you keep quiet, Bobby? It seems to be your one ambition in life to upset our lessons. Well, I'm not going to tolerate any more of it, so stop it.
Yes.
What important mission did Flinders have, Stanford?
Mission, sir?
Yes, mission. And don't ask me if he was a missionary, because he wasn't.
Why not, sir?
He didn't have a white collar. Because he wasn't, that's all.
Oh.
Yes, ah. But what important job did he do while sailing around the coast?
I don't know, sir.
He mapped the coast.
Yeah.
He made a map of nearly half of the Australian coast.
Made a map?
Yes, as he went along, he made a map of the coast.
Well, what a deal. Why didn't he buy one?
Well, he probably never thought of that. What? Buy one? He couldn't buy one, you idiot, Bottomley.
What, no money?
Not a cracker. He was on the dole. He wasn't. Listen, will you boys stop talking? And would you mind very much collecting what few brains you have scattered about in your heads and try to concentrate on your work?
Quiet!
Thank you. I don't know what's come over you.
Yeah.
You're just behaving like a first-class idiot.
Yeah.
Won't you boys ever learn to take your work seriously?
Yeah.
It's not a ha'porth of good carrying on with the lessons if you're going to behave like that all the time.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, hello.
How are you? And another thing, look. What's going to happen when you boys, when you eventually leave school and try to get a job?
Yeah.
You won't be fitted for anything at all. Won't be able to get a job.
Yeah.
It's just a waste of your parents' money having you educated at all.
Yeah.
I've got a very good mind to close down the whole school. For all the good I'm doing, I might just as well go home.
Well, before you go, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine.
Huh?
Dr. Pym, meet Greenbottle.
How do you do?
Hey,
well, you can see what I mean, can't you? I mean, if you're not going to do any work, you... Now, wait a minute. Greenbottle.
Yeah?
How on earth did you get in here? Who are you? What are you doing here? How did you get in here?
I came in through the door.
Did you?
Yes, of course I did.
Well, I didn't see you. Anyhow, look, there was no need for you to introduce us, Bottomley.
Yeah.
That was just absurd.
Yes, we've met before.
Yes, of course.
As soon as I saw you, I thought, I've seen that man before.
Did you? And that's the best way I know of to deal with you. You can have that for being cheeky and also for being late.
Yes, but I couldn't help being late.
Oh, couldn't you?
No, because it so happened that several of my relatives...
Greenbottle!
Yes?
I didn't ask you for an explanation of why you were late. Practically half the lesson has gone as it is. And we certainly can't afford to waste the other half listening to you try to explain something.
No, sir.
All right, Crawler. All right, Stanford, I'm not talking to you.
No, sir.
But we'll keep out of it. Look, and let's see if we can't get some real work done in the time that we have left. I was trying to explain to you that Captain Flinders mapped a considerable portion of the Australian coast during the years 1801 to 1803.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And all the interest that was taken in my remark was a question from Botany as to why Flinders didn't buy a map.
Oh, did you ever hear anything so silly?
No, Greenbottle, I don't think I ever did. There, that ought to make you feel ashamed, Botany.
What?
Even Greenbottle thinks that the idea was silly.
Yes, I should say it was.
Exactly.
There was no need to buy a map.
Of course not.
He could have borrowed mine.
Yes, well, that's what I was trying to tell him, but nobody would take the... I beg your pardon?
I just said he could have borrowed mine.
Greenbottle, have you gone off your head completely?
No, of course I haven't.
Well, you're behaving as though you have. Now, look, just listen to me for a minute. Could he have borrowed your book in 1801? Look, I'm just trying to show you how ridiculous your remark is. Could Flinders have borrowed your book in 1801?
No!
No, I shouldn't think he could have. The whole idea was just ridiculous. Of course he couldn't have borrowed it.
Yeah, of course me old man was using it then.
Exactly. And your father wouldn't want Flinders coming around and saying, hey, can I borrow your son's map? No, wait a minute. What on earth are you talking about?
My map of Australia.
Yes, but did you say that your father had it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. So he's 142, is he?
No,
of course he's not, you idiot.
Oh, yes, he's 142.
Yes, well, that's it. Oh, he is 142. He's what? He's 142?
Yes, of course he is.
Oh, and what does that make you? 109?
No, I'm 142 as well.
Oh, I... Greenbottle!
Yes?
Look, are you just trying to drive me completely silly?
No.
Well, what in the name of fortune? What are you trying to do? Look, do you take opium?
Yes.
No. Well, look, there's something radically wrong with you.
No, there's not.
Well, do you mean to tell me that your father is 142?
Yes, 142 Main Street City.
Oh, it's not true.
Look,
stop that noise. That's better. And now, my dear lunatic Greenbottle.
Yes?
You have about half as many brains as an underdone blamont. Never in all my experience as a schoolmaster have I found a pupil with as few brains as you have and still able to breathe.
Yes.
It's a pity that you can breathe.
No, it's not.
Well, I say it is.
Yes, but if I stop breathing, I'd get short of breath.
Yes, I know you would.
But now I might die.
If only you would. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yes, well, if I die, I'll never come to this school again.
Won't you?
No, I'll go somewhere else.
But what? Look, I know where you'll go, and you'll be on the way very shortly if you don't stop that silly tongue of yours from wagging.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I know you've got a set on me.
Set on you?
Yes, and it's not fair.
Green, but look, stop talking like that. I haven't got a set on you at all. I'm prepared to do everything I can to help you. But there's a limit to everyone's patience, you know.
Yes, sir.
Well, you never know this. Yes, and it's just about reached, too, Stanford. You keep out of this. It doesn't concern you at all.
No, sir.
And look, if you'd be prepared to use your brains a little bit more, Greenbottle, I'd be prepared to help you with your studies.
Yes.
But I've absolutely no chance if you're going to talk drivel like you were a minute or two ago. Your father's 142.
Yes, but I don't pick the numbers for the houses in the street.
All right, I never said you did. But I wasn't talking about the numbers on the houses. I was talking about your father's age. His age.
Yes, well, he's not 142 years old.
Exactly.
Yes, well, you should have known that without me telling you.
Yes, but I haven't seen him for some time. Yes, all right. I did know it without you telling me. I was simply trying to show you how absurd it was.
When, sir?
In 1801. Shut up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, what?
Yes, that goes for me, too.
Good on you. The Greenbottle, would you please stop talking?
Yeah.
What I was trying to explain to you was this. Now, look, all of you boys, listen to this. Flinders couldn't buy or borrow a map for the very good reason that there were none to be had. He actually made the map as he went along. For many months, he sailed continuously, marking gulfs and headlands and islands, bays, and everything.
Yeah.
Well?
You're not getting a bit muddled up with Robinson Crusoe, are you?
No, I don't think so. The Robinson Crusoe?
Yes, he did a lot of sailing too, you know.
All right. I didn't say he didn't.
He sailed more so than his brother.
Yes, but that was only probably because I beg your pardon?
I just said he did more sailing than his brother.
Who?
Robinson Crusoe.
Who was his brother?
Yes,
Who was Robinson Crusoe's brother?
Haven't you got a history book?
No, but I got a hymn book. A history book? Of course I have. And there's certainly nothing in there about Robinson Crusoe's brother. And I wish you wouldn't be quite so cheeky.
I wasn't cheeky.
Look, I don't want to argue about it, Greenbuckle, but you were. As far as I know, Robinson Crusoe never had a brother. But if he did have one, that certainly wasn't important.
I saw the picture.
Yes, the picture?
Yes, I made a picture about it.
Well, that's certainly news to me.
Yes, well, I thought you'd seen it.
Seen it? Seen what?
The Count of Monte Crusoe.
Monte Crusoe?
Yes, that was Robinson Crusoe's brother, Monte.
What?
I never knew that before.
These pictures are very educational.
Well, look, that's the last straw. I can't stand any more of this.
No, sir.
Now, well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.